the poll needs a name, and we came to a conclusion to a name, and I think you'll appreciate it. Wuch Jin Duth Shut. Wuch means we're holding. Wuch is together. Hands. Jin Duth Shut. We're holding hands. And what you see here is a history of the Park Service and the Tlingit of Sitka and all the other, the Haidas, all the people in Southeast Alaska. They've been holding hands for 100 years, and now we commemorate it in this totem pole. So I'm going to ask each one of you, all of you here, to repeat after me. It's real simple, and the first part is wooch, and then, okay, everybody say wooch. Jin. Dush. Shut. Kutia. Okay, we'll do it 3 times. Wuch Jin Duth Shut Kutia. Wuch Jin Duth Shut Kutia. Wuch Jin Duth Shut Kutia. Okay, you just breathe the name into the pole.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Ready? You guys ready?
Here we go.
Go. Go.
My name's Tommy Joseph. They all did great. It was we couldn't have done it without them. It was awesome to have. I think it's the biggest crowd I've ever seen at a pole race, and at one of mine, anyways. It was really cool. This art form has been evolving since the beginning, and this is another part of that. It's always been evolving. It's not a dead, stagnant art form. And it's a part of our culture that's alive and going forward.
Sure, my name is Sue Massica. I'm the Regional Director of the National Park Service here in the state of Alaska. One of the beauties and one of the most important jobs the Park Service has is to both revere the past and share that with the future. And I think this pole is a wonderful blending of that part of the Park Service's work, but then also the great relationship and the importance of the tribal relations and the Park Service's community with the tribe and the community here in Sitka. So it's just a wonderful celebration of that history and this community.
My name is Tom Gamble. I'm a park ranger for the Sitka National Historical Park. I'm also a member of the Kiksati clan. My name is Yechanetzis. We're amongst 100-year-old totem poles or more, and we're installing a new piece of Sitka's history today so that people can come back again and again and again to enjoy it. For people to come and walk by this that participated today and to look up and see that totem pole, it's going to be a consistent reminder of what's possible within a human heart if you're willing to work together. And it doesn't matter if they were, like I said, the number of people that were making sandwiches or bringing meals to the artists or coming by just to chat with them, knowing that they were working long hours. All of it combined was just an amazing process to see the community help support the national park.